All right, back here on the morning show, a couple of reminders. That pesky little varmint in Punxsutawney saw his shadow. Big surprise. So there you go. Now you know that. And because Tom and Kathy coming in here for the morning zoo, we're pushing our Sing for Your Sweetheart thing up about 20 minutes. So if you're wondering about that, yes, we will do it. But that'll come down around 8:35, 8:40, right in there. Okay. Or maybe Janet Gageland wants to sing.
No, that would be a mistake.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
Well, offer it up to you.
Yeah, thanks.
It'd be a unique way to start our segment.
It certainly would. I'd have to come up with a song.
Right. Well, hey, we are talking today. You found an interesting little bit of history with I.E. Lillegard. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, he was a prominent business person in the area. He came from Abercrombie. That's where he was born, and he went to high school there, and then he came here, and he went into the service, World War One, and attended the science school, and he started a bunch of businesses. Abercrombie had a hardware store, and he had I.E. Lillegard, and was an implement dealership, and so he sold International Harvesters. He was one of the oldest Buick dealers in the state of North Dakota, which was yeah, it was pretty good, you know.
Right.
So anyway, he died in 1956, and his estate was, you know, handled by his sister. He had 500 quarters of land in Richland County.
Well, he knew what he was doing.
He did.
And he was just diversified.
And he had a couple of vacant lots by where Watson Glass and Paint is. He owned land in Wilkin County. I mean, he was a prominent businessman, but he never served in city government at all.
Really?
Yeah, he was never mayor. He was never on the city council. He
was too busy doing all this other stuff.
Yeah, I think that.
But he was obviously visionary.
Yes.
I mean,
he
had ideas, and it's like this could go here and this could go here. And
yep, he did a really good job of that. And when they were going through his estate, the science school was a benefactor of it. You know, if you remember, the Lillegard building that housed his garage was where the Nielsen's Electric is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then next door was that white building. It's Dakota Place or something now. And he owned that too. So he had that, but he lived above his garage. So, and he was actually, you know, kind of like one of the employees of the garage.
Is he pretty frugal? Sounds like he was.
I think so.
Right.
Or he was a good investor, one of the two. But so anyway, when he passed away in his estate, the building then went to science school, and they had like nursing classes there. I think they had some diesel things in there too. And then a group of people bought his business and moved it out west of town. So we've had the Lillegard name has lived on, even though he passed away in 1956. So that's huge.
Did it go to the Hudson family after he passed away, directly after he passed away?
Yeah, they were investors, and he was one of them.
Okay.
But there were a few others, and then over the years, there became less and less of those, and I think it was just in the Hudson family, so, but which is pretty cool. But, you know, he had a story attached to him too, and this is from like 1932. If you remember the 1930 bank robbery, he was one of the first guys that was down the block, you know, guns blazing,
right,
with McCusker, and so he was kind of like that. He was a tough guy. But one night there was a knock on the door at his business, place of business. And so he thought, oh, somebody must need something, a tire. He sold lots of tires. And so he put on a pair of greasy gloves and answered the door. And the guy's like, yeah, he needed some help. So he's like, well, yeah, I can handle this. This is no big deal.
Sure.
So he lets the guy in, turns around to turn the lights on, and then all of a sudden there's a gun in his back. So he's not going to stand for this.
Well, though, I was going to say, probably not the right person to.
No, you know. So he fights him, struggles with him, and the guy shoots him in the side, and he still keeps fighting, and he still keeps like, you know, what's going on here? So they have this, you know, struggle on the floor of the garage, and the getaway car has been circling the block a number of times. It's a young fella from Fargo. And, of course, the gun came from Watertown, South Dakota. And I mean, and then they get in a car, drive away, and go down to Lisbon. You know, I mean, they were everywhere.
Again, you can't script this.
No. And so they finally make their way back to Fargo, where they were living at the time. And of course, we put out this. This is what the guy looks like. He's tall, lanky. He's got sandy, you know, blonde hair. And so a couple of ladies live in an apartment building. And this guy lived in the basement. And so there was a watch that was left in the struggle. It was on the floor of the garage and it had initials on it. So, I know. So, yeah. So these two ladies, they're like, well, we know this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes by a different name, but it matched the initials because he had a few aliases, you know.
Wow.
So they arrest him finally. By that time, he'd been to Colorado and was arrested there, and they brought him back here. So he had escaped from a pen in Arizona. So he was
he had a colorful history.
I think he was a gangster kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the watch gave him away, and he was arrested. And, yeah. But, I mean.
Stupid criminals. It goes back decades.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He had another break-in in 1936 in his place of business. And, you know, that was just kind of how it was during those years.
Wouldn't you think his reputation would get out? And it's like, this is probably the last guy you want to tussle with.
Yeah. But when you're from out of town, you probably don't know. And,
right.
You know, and it was close to closing time for his business. So they just thought, well, you know. And being the kind of good guy that he was, you know, he wasn't going to turn anybody away. But his greasy gloves made it he was unable to take the gun away.
Okay.
He could only wrestle with the guy.
I was going to say, did he manage to grab the gun?
No. He just managed to get shot.
Yeah.
And not only one time were bullets flying, but five times. But he only got struck once in the side.
But obviously recovered.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that was, you know, 32, and he didn't pass away till 56.
Right.
Yeah, he had a long time after that to heal.
To tell the story.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone seems to know the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now everybody knows the story.
Is the building he was in then, is that still out there?
The Lilligard on the west side of town?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So, you know, it's kind of a nice story about a guy who, you know, did well for himself and, you know, passed it on with his prosperity.
Well, and I'm amazed, too, with a few of these stories that you tell. Like I said, this guy had a vision, and the visionary people.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, didn't have much time for, like, the local government or getting into local government.
Right.
He just ran his business and did his work.
And that's what they said, that was his recreation and his hobby, was driving out to his farms. And then, of course, farms in those days had names, you know?
That's right.
They would have, I.E. Lilligard owned the Cheesick Farm. Or the Moulton Farm. I mean, the Summit Farm. I mean, they had names, and people knew them by those names. So, like, oh, yeah, you live on that farm, you know?
It's a good way to identify the place.
Absolutely.
Though.
You know, people knew where it was. It wasn't like now where you have at least some direction.
Sure.
There it was. You knew where you were going because that was that family's farm.
Boy, that is fascinating
stuff.
That's
good stuff.
Always good stuff. And you were digging.
Again. I was, yeah. This one, I've been putting together for a while. But
and you've got an idea. I'm not going to give it away. I'm not
going to
play spoiler. But you've got a great idea about something that's going to, I think, click with a lot of people.
Yeah, I think so. It's probably going to be a few weeks away. And next week, we're going to start talking about some blizzards.
Okay.
So it's winter.
Yeah.
You know.
Supposed to be nice next week, though.
Yeah, I know, but there still might be a blizzard. But that plays into the first blizzard that we're going to talk about.
Great.
So it all kind of comes together.
Looking forward to that next Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Janet Gageland, thanks so much.
You bet.
Always great to have you in-house talking Wahpeton history. It's 8:17. We're going to switch gears, talk Jankabazoo and Giving Hearts Day with Tom and Kathy. That's coming up.
You want to feel important? You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We felt that way too. I'm Lieutenant Colonel Ryan Rossman from Chisholm, Minnesota, and that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people just like you, and together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcaster Association and the station.
At Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls, we have selection. We've got 7 new brands to choose from, and we have those trucks on our lot. Shop GM Sierra half tons, Rams, and F-150s. We have the best selection anywhere in the area. And if you're looking for pre-owned vehicles, we have lots to look at. Over 100 pre-owned to choose from. And if you're looking to sell, we want to buy your car. Maybe you want to rid yourself of an expensive payment or just have an extra vehicle. We'll buy it. New or used, buy or sell. See us at Nelson Auto Center, Fergus Falls.
The 2023 Inkstead Tours Adventures are now booking. Call 701-419-5114 right now. 701-419-5114. The Civil War Generals and Battlefields Tour, April 6th through the 13th. Hamilton, the Broadway Show. Minnesota Twins Games, America's Best Baseball Trip. Ark Encounter, plus Mississippi Riverboat Cruise. Yellowstone National